Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to Ransom Notes. Frank McKay here. And welcome back each and every week. We have our host, Kathy Ransom, the author of Ransom Notes, the author of More Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy, and the subject of a documentary called Ransom Notes. She's taken a harsh word like ransom and turned it into, it's her name, right? Turned it into such a wonderful, positive thing. And not many people can do that. Ransom Notes is a very positive output of words and dialogue, written word and visuals, and it's all because of this lady, Kathy Ransom. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here today. We're having a beautiful day in Illinois. Actually, it's almost too warm in the house. We're going to have to think about turning the air conditioning on.
Oh, I have mine on. I have mine on in the background already. We're 74 degrees, and that doesn't sound hot, but, I mean, compared to where we were, it's just beautiful. And we thank the Lord for all days, even cold days and rainy days, because they're all beautiful in their own right. But I love this time of year.
Today, I want us to sort of think about a really sad sort of kind of thing. You know, sometimes people have children and they really didn't intend to have them, or they're not able to take care of them. And then what happens to that child that's born? And I not long ago heard about a most unusual thing that really caught my attention. Have you ever heard of Safe Haven baby box drop-offs?
Yes, they're at firehouses in some places, and
bingo.
Yeah, firehouses, and the babies are dropped off there, and it alerts. It's an emergency alert, and they immediately come and get the baby, and there's no embarrassment. I'm sure the mother is dealing with all kinds of emotions in the first place, but it really gives a woman, or, you know, man dropping off on behalf of a woman, it gives people an opportunity to do this without having to face anybody, without having to look at anybody. And I think it's a wonderful thing, to be honest with you.
Well, this story goes even the second mile on that, because you've described the at least the baby box. This was in Ocala, Florida, the particular example that my eyes found one day. And a firefighter was working it was in his station, and suddenly the special alarm goes off. And he was on the night duty, so it wasn't. And so, as he was supposed to do, he grabbed his gear and dashed out to wherever the box really was, and opened it up. And I guess the box locks once the child is put in it until the fire department can, or I suppose in other towns it might be someone besides the fire department. But anyway, in this particular situation, until apparently they can unlock it. So nobody can just really steal it. It really is going into a safe process. So he quickly opened up the box, found this little baby covered in a little pink blanket. His job was to take it immediately to the hospital where they could check it out, make sure the baby was okay. And as he, and this is what's different, as he's handing the baby over to the nurse staff or the medical staff, he includes a note. You know what that note said, Frank?
No.
It said that he and his wife, Katie, which sort of hit home because
sure,
that's what my family calls me, is
yeah,
Katie, they would adopt the child. So they had already found an adoption, you know, a family that would take it. This couple, the fireman and his wife, had been working for many years to try and have a child, weren't able to, had then tried to adopt a child, hadn't been able to get one. They were eager to be parents. He calls his wife as soon as he deposits the baby and the note, and he said, "This may be the answer to our prayers." 2 days later, the baby was home with them, and the judge announced, and 2 days later after that, "You, my friends, are now a family."
Wow.
So wow. Vince and Katie suddenly had this opportunity to be what they call the thrill of their life. They became parents and fathers and the father. And the one sort of interesting line, apparently, as the little child grew a little older, or it was a little baby, even though the father, adopted father, worked the night shift, he would come home and the wife would keep the baby awake a while because the dad just wanted to sit on the couch and hold that child. It was so precious. And when you think about that, there was obviously some reason, and we'll never know what reason it was that the mother or the father and or the father needed to drop it off. What a wonderful, wonderful adoption that might be. And so, you know me, then I had to sort of think about the mother, and I'm thinking, you sort of alluded to it, that it must have been just a little bit hard to give it up, I'm thinking. And I thought of the family of God. And sometimes we have a father that has adopted us. We are all his children if we reach out to him. Now, we don't have to be stuffed in a box, but we do have to reach out. We have to let him know. The alarm has to go off. We'd like to be a part. We want to follow you. We want to trust you. And just as Vincent, the father, the stepfather, loved that little baby and would sit for hours and just hold it, we need to remember that Christ said we find the scripture in 1 John 3:1, that see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that's you and me, Frank, that we should be called children of God. And in John 10, his children are referred to, did you realize you sometimes are referred to as a sheep?
Yes.
God thinks of you and me as a sheep. I know, I know, I know. And I don't know whether you can or not, but you know, you might, you just never know. But I give them eternal life. The baby that was adopted by Katie and Vince will not on this earth live forever, but we live here on this earth, and then we have the opportunity to live forever. So he's giving us eternal life. So we're sort of lost children, but we have someone who cares for us. But there's a second piece of this story. One of the things that made that baby drop work that night was that Vince was quick on the ball. He went immediately. He reached out. He was not the one who had done it, that dropped the baby off. He had to be alert. And you and I and our audience, we need to watch for people that know, haven't been stuffed in a box, but maybe just need help. And I think the Lord wants us to become adoptive parents, in a sense, meaning that I'm there to help them. I'm there to hold their hand. I'm there to listen to them if they need support, because we are all family of God. And you look out for your uncle who needs care. You give hugs to your wife. You care about your kids. We need to do that for others that aren't in our immediate family as well as our own. So my final thoughts are, guys and gals, watch for some frazzled face, some frazzled father or mother or child. You adopt them for a friend, just like Katie and Vince adopted that baby to be their child.
That is beautiful, Kathy. It's hard not to get choked up when you think of families being put together. That's, you know, God puts families together in different ways. There's the traditional way, and then there's adoption, and now this is even a new, different, much different way of putting babies together with people, and I've got to absolutely love this, and love this story, and just great job.
I love it too, and I did not want to get into abortion and all of that at this stage, and this that, but I think it's a beautiful story that can happen, and that may. They may need more of these, Frank, if some of the laws really go through and people are not able to. And I'm not taking a stand at the moment.
Of course.
There's pros and cons. But there may be more unwanted or unable to care for children that are going to need a safe box in which to be so that people can care for them.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, just wonderful job, Kathy. And to everyone out there, thank you for listening each and every week. We know you have a lot of options. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Kathy Ransom is the author of Ransom Notes and More Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy, and the subject of a documentary. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Ransom Notes.
You've been listening to Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.